Well, 18 entrants have now completed this year's Cindy to Hobart. All of the 65 remaining yachts are through Bass Strait and making their way down the Tasmanian east coast to Hobart. Yesterday, the 18-member team of Perpetual Loyal took out line honours as they steered into Hobart's Constitution Dock, smashing all records. They'd completed the journey in just one day, 13 hours and 31 minutes. It was a particularly sweet win for skipper Anthony Bell after rudder and hull damage forced his team out of the race in 2015 and 2014. Well, the skipper of Perpetual Loyal, Anthony Bell, joins us now. Good morning and congratulations.
Good morning and thank you so much for your well wishes.
How are the celebrations going? Are they over or set to continue?
Look, I think some of the crew members, particularly the bowmen and groups like that, will probably stay here for another week, maybe a month. They're having such a good time. Hobart's such a fantastic place to finish a grueling race like that. And we had a great team lunch yesterday and it went into the night and it was fantastic.
Forced out in 2014 and 15. Did you go into this year with a sense of unfinished business? Is that what this was about?
100%. You know, it's a gut-wrenching thing to break down in one race, let alone two, which was happened to us in both 14 and 15. And, we had a point to skip. Sort out. We had to earn some credibility back with our supporters and the public, and we had to at a point to prove to ourselves that, you know, we believed in the boat and that we could pull something like this off.
Any difficult, tense moments on the boat this year? Talk us through what it was like sailing down.
Oh, absolutely. On a maxi, there's tense moments basically every couple of seconds. You know, they're big, powerful machines. They're man-eaters. They, you know, if things go bad on a maxi, they go really bad. And, you know, there was many moments, but, we had to weigh our risks and take our chances. And, you know, we wanted to play for the victory, not sort of be conservative and, you know, sort of risk. We're prepared to risk coming fifth or sixth in the race to actually play for a victory. And so that's the way we sailed, very aggressively. And thank goodness it came off for us.
Are you one of those sort of loud, sort of aggressive skippers on the boat, getting everyone moving pretty fast? Is that your style?
Look, we're a pretty good pro crew, and so no, I like to keep it pretty calm. We like communication to be under control, and so not in anger. And the comms on the boat were really cool. We had a lot of great sailors. They formed part of a working machine, and like I said, the way that we motivate ourselves and inspire ourselves came from within, and we came together beautifully as a group.
Yeah. What's your sort of tactic as you go in? Can you share some of your thinking about going into this race with us?
Look, the biggest thing was psychological. You know, having broken down twice in both instances, you know what I mean, particularly the one in 2015, it was by pushing the boat too hard. And so you can throttle back. You actually come in, you know what I mean, very conservative. And we had to shake that off. We knew that to win the race, we had to be aggressive. We knew that we'd have to, you know, press the boat at every opportunity. And that was probably the more part. We had a great game plan, really good playbook, and we stuck to it, and we followed it with precision.
And when did you find out that Wild Oats 11 had pulled out?
We actually saw it happen. So we saw it live. We were both probably neck and neck, or we might have been just in front of them at the time. We're power reaching. We're going quite nicely into day two. We saw them heel right over. The sail almost went flat down. They popped back up and then dropped their heads all straight away. So we actually thought they might have had a man overboard. And then we de-throttled. We put a radio call over to them to ask them if they needed assistance or any help. And we were delighted to hear 15 or 20 minutes later that they were under control. And like I said, no one went overboard.
Right. It must have been quite a nice feeling heading off with them in your wake.
Well, you know, so we knew that we wanted to win the race, and that means we had to beat every boat in the comp, and there's certainly quite a few other sort of boats in it, so we were able to do them all together once.
I know you've sort of spoken on this, maybe saying you don't have another Sydney to Hobart race in you. Is that correct, that analysis, that reporting?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I mean, the program has come to an end. We're going to find a new home for the boat. The boat's a good boat. Needs to find an owner who, wants to be with it and stay with it, for a few years. And like I said, it's time for that next evolution to take place.
And how about the America's Cup in 2017? Is that something you're thinking about?
Oh, look, we're down in Hobart right now. You know, Rolex has been fantastic. The city of Hobart has even been better to us. So, we got some drawing plans around something. I'm not going to say whether it's America's Cup or something else.
Give us some ideas. Go on. It's the end of the year.
Yeah, but I said too, mate, if you're down here and you can see, yeah, I mean, the wonderful people of Hobart, this is about the Rolex Sydney to Hobart, and it's time to celebrate that, that's for sure.
All right. I'll take that as a non-answer. Anthony Bell, great to speak with you this morning. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. Good morning.
Anthony Bell is the skipper of Perpetual Loyal. It's 8:30. You're listening to RN Breakfast.